Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss new construction trends.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. So we've got the tour of homes behind us. We had the builders put out their best, and a lot of people came through last couple weeks.
What anything in particular that was spotted as a trend or something new that you'd point to some issue?
Or opportunity, actually. Lifestyles are changing. You're seeing the casual areas of the house as the highest priority. It's been interesting to see that we are pretty conservative in the builder community in regards to reaching for new trends. What is the trend more nationally than locally just yet, and we've seen in a couple homes on the tour, include outdoor living spaces that are not yards, that are not just big lawns, but instead may have two or three walls or the ability to close off spaces and use it as outdoor living, still protected from the weather.
So it's got a roof on it. It's the equivalency of a patio or a lanai.
Yes, and okay. You'd see it in more hotter climates where you'd think, well, you'd be outside. But actually, you can do it with skylights, with two walls. I even saw there's a beautiful one Oregon Estates did out in the Coburg area where they had slide curtains so it could become virtually an interior room by just sliding closed some of the areas.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. As you slide the thing and make it enclosed, is it air conditioned?
You can. You can put the heaters out there. Or coolers out there.
Sure.
So for this kind of weather anyway. So yes, it's a great opportunity, the tour of homes, to see what's out there. But the design features, nationally, the trends seem to be that the homes are becoming, they're wrapping spaces of privacy for people as opposed to being a statement of your success with pillars and marble and things.
That would make sense. To me, I like a lot of privacy. I mean, that's just the way it is. I don't like to have people watch me or be able to watch me, and that would make a whole bunch of appeal to me.
And ideally, your home doesn't need to have curtains because you really have that privacy. So really orientating the home, the builders are taking a look at the lots. How can I bring as much daylight as I can into the space but not compromise the privacy of the family? So even like front doors, you think about putting the windows on the doors, and that's not a good idea, especially if you have children at home. But you've got to find other ways to get that kind of exposure to the daylight.
I'm also fairly concerned with security. I don't want somebody to be able to tell if I'm there just by looking through a window or a door.
Exactly. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.